أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال ادخلوا في أمم قد خلت من قبلكم من الجن والإنس في النار كلما دخلت أمة لعنت أختها حتى إذا اداركوا فيها جميعا قالت أخراهم لأولاهم ربنا هؤلاء أضلونا فآتهم عذابا ضعفا من النار قال لكل ضعف ولكن لا تعلمون وقالت أولاهم لأخراهم فما كان لكم علينا من فضل فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكسبون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 38 and 39 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the last verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about when the angels come to those that had fabricated lies in the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and also they denied the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels will ask them that where are those gods that you had been calling, those deities that you had been worshipping? They will then admit that they are not present, they have lost them, they are absent, not at their assistance. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues this discussion and Allah says, قال, Allah ta'ala himself says, ادخلوا في أمم قد خلت من قبلكم من الجن والإنس في النار. Enter with those nations who have passed away before you, be it jinn, be it insan, all of them enter into the fire of Jahannam. فلما دخلت أمة لعنت أختها. When one nation enters the fire of Jahannam, they will curse another group. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two groups of people that will enter the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about what their thoughts are, what their feelings are. Hatta idha daraku fiha jami'a, until they have all fallen into it, entered into it altogether. Qalat ukhrahum, then the latter group that entered the fire of Jahannam, لِأُولَاهُمْ will say with regards to those that entered before. Now those that entered before will be the leaders who misled people from the path of Allah Ta'ala, and those who entered later will be their followers. Hence the followers will say, رَبَّنَا هَاُولَاءِ أَضَلُّونَا, O Allah, these are the people that deviated us. They were our leaders. They deviated us into error, into misguidance. فَآتِهِمْ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا مِنَ النَّارِ, then, O Allah, punish them a double punishment of the fire. In this world, they were all together. The followers always looked up to the leaders. There was a great affinity. There was a great relationship. But there, on the day of Qiyamah, all of that falls down. There will be absolutely no loyalty at that time. Followers will not be loyal to the leaders. Leaders will not be loyal to their followers. And those leaders and followers who had gone against the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On the converse, for one second, think about it. Allah gave us our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to follow. And that Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his one cry will be that single cry, Ummati, Ummati, O Allah, my Ummat. So we have these choices in this world that we can make. Follow the people that deviate us. Follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence Allah ta'ala says, قَالَ لِكُلِّن ضِعْفٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that for all of you will be a multiplied punishment, but you people do not understand. The leaders, they were wrong, they led others wrong, they will be multiplied. Those that followed, they had Quran, they had the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the people of the past, they had the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam of the past. They had left that, they had left the Anbiya, they had left Quran, they had left our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is one wrong, one evil, one ill in itself. And then of course their own ill deeds. وَقَالَتْ أُولَاهُمْ لِأُخْرَاهُمْ, now the leaders will speak and the leaders will say to those who had followed, فَمَا كَانَ لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ, that today you will not have any superiority over us. In other words, there is going to be no less adab punishment upon you, and hence, فَذُوقُ الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. Now taste the punishment because of what you had earned. In other words, it is your deeds that has caused you to come here, and it is your deeds that will now cause you to have the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In short, Allah has showed us the way. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We ask Allah for that sirat al-mustaqim, the sirat, the path of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, the siddiqeen, the shuhada, the saliheen. Allah showed the path of the righteous. Allah showed the path of those who are wrong. We have to make the choice, and there is only one choice to that. Follow the path of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will plead on our behalf, intercede on our behalf on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.